For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump says he hopes a new FBI investigation will clear Brett Kavanaugh and his Supreme Court nominee will be confirmed. The president spoke at a rally in West Virginia.
The entire nation has witnessed the shameless conduct of the Democrat Party. They're willing to throw away every standard of decency, justice, fairness, and due process to get their way.
In addition to claims made by Christine Blasey Ford, the FBI will also look at allegations made by one of Kavanaugh's classmates at Yale, who claims Kavanaugh exposed himself to her right in her face at a party while others around her laughed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves Liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Elon Musk is stepping down as chairman of the board at Tesla. He and his company will pay a total of $40 million in fines to settle a government lawsuit alleging that he duped investors with misleading statements. He neither confirms nor denies that. Business professor Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan says Tesla investors may be okay with the deal.
It's good news for Tesla's investors because it takes away some of the uncertainty and it'll take away some of the will Elon be distracted factor.
Musk gets to stay on as CEO, but his firm has to hire an independent chairman to oversee it. A tsunami triggered by an earthquake has left a path of destruction in central Indonesia. It swept away buildings and cut off communities. Officials say nearly 400 people were killed in one city alone. The number of fatalities is expected to rise as first responders make their way along the coast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Victim groups are reacting to Pope Francis as he takes an exceptional measure against a certain predator priest. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Vatican spokesperson Greg Burke describes the Pope's defrocking of Chilean priest Fernando Caradima as
an exceptional measure that the Pope has taken, but Caradima did an exceptional amount of harm to so many people in Chile.
7 years ago, a Vatican tribunal found Caradima guilty of sexually abusing dozens of boys, but it allowed him to remain a priest. That's why the Staff Survivors Group says it's time for independent investigators to look into crimes and cover-ups in the church. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The final round of boxing has arrived for HBO. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Home Box Office, or HBO, has been one of the top broadcasters of boxing for the last 45 years. And many notable fighters, from Mike Tyson to Floyd Mayweather and Oscar De La Hoya, have appeared on the channel. But now, HBO has announced plans to drop its live boxing coverage by the end of the year. That after HBO has aired more than 1,100 fights. The first was back in 1973 in a heavyweight title bout between George Foreman and Joe Frazier. HBO says it will air its final boxing card on October 27th with a pair of title fights at Madison Square Garden in New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.